All right, I want you to hear Mookie Betts. I had a chance to catch up with him, so I will deliver. Here is my conversation earlier today that turned out to be kind of somewhat on a public stage because all the TV cameras did not respect our space, and they tried to cram in over there, but they had enough respect to understand that Mookie and I were having the conversation.
All right, Mookie, you've gotten a taste of Los Angeles, a brief taste. What's your first impression so far?
It's going to be fun. You know, a lot of media here, a lot of things kind of going on, and a lot to take in, but, you know, nothing that I'm not used to and something that I'll definitely embrace.
Is it going to be easier for you to make this transition with a teammate, with a guy like David?
I think so. I think he's been traded before, and, you know, we talk, and he's kind of helped me through this whole process. Like I said, it's definitely made it a lot easier.
I've talked to a few of your former coaching staff, and they've told me that you've been on a mission this offseason. Are you a perfectionist?
I'd like to say so. I mean, I'm trying to be the best I can be in all facets of life. And so, like I said, I've been working on my craft, working hard to get ready for 2020.
Mookie Betts is our guest on Dodger Talk right here on AM 570 LA Sports. And Mookie, you were asked during the press conference about playing next to Cody Bellinger. It's very rare that two MVPs are playing the same outfield. What did you see from him last year? Did you have a chance to watch any of the highlights or any of his games?
I mean, yeah, you see it. I think we played him. So it was, I saw it, up close and personal, and saw it from afar. And, he's won MVP and wasn't by accident. And so just going out there and playing with him is definitely going to be fun. And I'm sure we can just laugh and enjoy this whole ride.
Now, when you get to spring training, there's going to be a ping pong table set up in the clubhouse. Kershaw is looking for new blood out there. Yeah. Can you hold your own in ping pong?
We'll see. I play a little bit, but I've definitely heard he's the best. And so, got to go play and see.
And now, your reputation as a bowler precedes you, 300 bowler. Was that just one time, or do you have a sample size?
I got a few 300s. Bowling is definitely was the first thing I started doing, actually. So I definitely love that, and I'll be doing that as I'm out here.
Now, once you got traded to L.A., a former Dodger, also your former manager, Alex Cora, posted an emotional Instagram about you and David. What's your relationship like with Alex now, and how much did he mean to you, especially during that season of winning the World Series?
It's kind of meant everything. I still talk to AC all the time, so it's nothing faded away. I love him. I couldn't ask for anything more than what he is to me. Big brother, anything you can say, he is. And so he's definitely been amazing for me, and I definitely want to keep him in my corner. I do know I love AC, and know everything about him is legit, and so I can't say anything more.
All right, final question for you, Mookie Betts. We always talk about all the personal accolades, but you and David are champions, something that this Dodger team is still chasing. Can you just describe the feeling of being a champion, playing as a champion, rather than chasing that championship?
Definitely, once you taste it, you want to do it again, and so being here, a part of this group that definitely has a chance, you can't ask for anything more other than to go out and execute and do it again. I think with me and DP being hungry, wanting to get another one, and then the guys here wanting to get one for sure, I think will be a recipe for our success.
How much of a blessing will it be for David to get fresh scenery here in L.A.?
I think DP was fine, man. I don't think new scenery is going to make him pitch any better than what he's always done. He's going to go out and compete and do everything, no matter what uniform he puts on. So I'm definitely expecting the same thing.
Maybe a healthier wrist will be the biggest difference, right?
Yeah, that may be the biggest difference. So.
All right, Mookie, thanks a lot for the time, and we'll look for you undercover in L.A. at one of those bowling alleys.
Ah, for sure. I got it.